Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. I don't know if you've been reading the stories, but they're talking about, you know, people decorating for Christmas. We've got a Christmas tree up here at the station now. But people who decorate early for Christmas, it's actually good for them. It puts them in a good mood. It helps them think of family and friends. And, well, it's a mental health plus. But don't tell the Stoneleigh P Bar in Texas, because, oh, they've done the unthinkable. The general manager, Laura Garrison, is on a phone line here with us now. Laura, did you ever think when this week started that you'd be getting the attention of Mariah Carey?
Not at all. Not in the slightest.
So tell me about this sign you put on your jukebox.
Yeah, so it's an inside joke, really, with the staff and regulars here. It just says, if you play the song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, it will be skipped in the month of November. December 1st, it gets played once a night.
So no more than once a night for one of the most popular Christmas songs in the history of the world.
Would you go that far? Okay.
Well, Silent Night, one of the two. I don't know. I'll have to work on that. What's been the reaction? And then Mariah Carey bounced back on you. Was it on Instagram today, or how did she get back at you?
Was that today? All I've seen is her on Twitter respond with a, you know, her in armor, ready for battle.
For the Game of Thrones. Well, how do you have other Christmas songs banned for the month of November, or just hers?
Nope. It's not banned. It's just, well, I guess it's still on the jukebox. It's playable. But no, other Christmas songs are all right. I do have a regular that plays Frosty the Snowman all the time. And I do skip that just because of...
you want business.
It's an inside joke. Again, it's a... Well, yeah, right.
So
don't scare anybody away here.
Laura Garrison is the general manager of the Stoneleigh P Bar. Laura, it's in Dallas, right?
Yes, sir.
And you've been there. It's a legendary bar, as I read. You've been there since 1973.
Yeah.
What's the reaction of the patrons? They like this idea? They like the attention?
So most of our regulars don't even know what's going on.
They come in drunk? Is that what you're saying?
No, they just, I don't know, oblivious, maybe.
Okay.
We have gotten a lot of bad reviews online.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of emails, mostly commending my Thanksgiving spirit.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, I work with a guy here. You know, she did that video at November 1st, right at the end of Halloween, and said it's time to play the song.
Yeah, yeah.
But not at the Stoneleigh.
I thought that was funny.
I did too.
Not here.
Well,
I've had people playing it since July. And in September, I finally put up the sign.
Oh, so that makes sense. So why do you have it on your system all year round?
We can't control that. It's a third party.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, I think July would be a little tough. I don't know. November 4th might put you in the mood a little bit, but not at your place.
No. And I was thinking about maybe the day after Thanksgiving. Maybe I'll start there.
Social media pressure is building on you. You're going to cave a little bit.
Well, maybe I won't, now that you say that.
Now, you're the businesswoman. You're the general manager of this bar. It seems to me like this could be quite an event. You could sell out for the first playing of All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
We are planning a Christmas party December 1st, maybe Mariah karaoke.
Oh, very good.
What we're thinking.
Maybe she'll show up. I don't know.
Well.
Hey, what's your...
That's also what we're trying.
Oh, good for you. Keep us posted on that. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Christmas song would be Santa Baby. Maybe.
Santa Baby by Madonna?
Does she sing it?
I think she sings it. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to go to bat for Mariah Carey unless Madonna's involved. I don't know about that. Well, listen, I know you're busy. I enjoyed talking to you, and I appreciate your time today. And
you got it.
I'm sure we'll be following you. It's because it's going to be hard not to. You're all over the place. Hey, I got one thing for you, though, before you go. Do you mind?
Yeah, sure.
Here it is.
There it is.
Isn't that nice? Laura Garrison.
I can't skip that.
General manager of the Stone Lee P in Dallas. Listen, have a great Christmas. Have a great season. I hope your business is great and post-pandemic, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. And let's check in now with Mary.